This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Sean Preston.
Welcome to today's episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have an awesome neighbor on board with us. His name is Brandon Hollins of Brandon Hollins Photography. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you? Excited to be here.
I'm doing pretty good. Happy to have you on board. Took a little peek on your website, and as a branding photographer and for what we do on the branding side of things, I thought this would be a pretty interesting conversation. So super happy to have you on board. As it comes to the weather, I don't know if anybody's ready for this, but you know, the Easter weekend, Mother Nature graced us with some nice sunshine. Everything was good to go. And I heard some people put away their winter gear. Now they have to take it out. Did you get suckered into that too?
A little bit, yeah. I've changed my tires over on the weekend, and now I'm like, okay, well, hopefully I don't have to go anywhere, but there's also a possibility it might miss us here in Barrie. So you know what? I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Let's cross those fingers.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Well, look, I have a photographer as a partner of mine in the line of work that we do, and she does some headshots, she does some branding, family portraiture, stuff like that. I've done a branding session with her, so I know a little bit about the branding stuff on the photography side and excited to dive into it. But for our listeners who don't know, maybe let's dive right in and tell us a little bit more about your business.
Yeah, you bet. So I am a lifestyle branding photographer and a marketing specialist here in Barrie, Ontario. All that means is I really help brands get noticed faster while spending less of their time and energy. I say this to pretty much every client I've ever worked with. You didn't start your business to also become a photographer and also become a marketing specialist, but good news is I did. So let me work with you. Let me help you. Let me save you that time, energy, stress so that you can get noticed by the right people at a much faster speed and enjoy your business.
That's phenomenal. I couldn't agree more with that. You know, a lot of businesses come into business. You hear it a lot on the show, actually, because, you know, the next question I will ask you, and everybody gets asked this question, is about your journey. And most people tell us about the journey that they had, that something happened to them in life, and then they were good at it, and they knew that they could offer that to other people. And so they go and they switch over to doing it. But coming on board as a business owner, there's a lot of different hats that you have to wear. And, you know, scaling your business, we're talking about scaling. It's about making sure you can delegate to other people things that you might not understand the most of, educate yourself. And so that it offers more free time, just like you said, to be able to focus and work on the business as well as in the business to make it grow.
And not only working in your business, but being able to balance your business with your personal life. A lot of people, myself included, wanted some sort of additional freedom or better flexibility or just more time to spend with the people they actually care about. And this, the way that I've structured my business and the people that I work with, that's what we really want for you. We want to give you that time back, whether it's working on your business or just like going to the beach for the afternoon. Whatever that looks like for you, we want it for you. And so that's really our main priority.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit. You've got my intellectual curiosity is getting the best of me now, so we're gonna dive in. Let's start with the photography side and the lifestyle photography. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, so lifestyle photography is something that I care very deeply about. It's really showing off your skills, your products, your story in the most lifelike way possible. It's all about authenticity. And it's really about sharing exactly where you are, who you are, what you are doing without a ton of photography tricks. Sure, we're gonna like style some things. We're gonna do some posing. You know, we may redo things a couple times during a shoot, but it's still authentic and it's still lifelike. It's not some crazy edited advertisement, which honestly, I think some of them are really cool. I don't have the patience to set them up. They require a lot of detail, a lot of that setup portion. But it also, like, it doesn't really tell a story. It just is eye-catching and grabs your attention, but it doesn't then lead you to the next steps in the buying process. And it doesn't do anything really to build the trust factor, which you know as well as I do is like everything in branding.
Totally.
So yeah, so my focus is always lifestyle. I want to be as authentic as possible while still showing you in the best possible light.
Totally, man. I mean, you know, that authenticity is what lowers that barrier. I tell people all the time, there's this little facade here. Everybody puts the shield up. The second you walk out of your house, whether you know it or not, you put the shield up. And when you go around and you meet people, it's not until you get into deep, meaningful conversations or somebody can see you for who you are as a human being. That's when people seem to relate the most. That's when trust and influence is built up. And that's what you accomplish in your lifestyle photo shoot sessions.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the goal.
Beautiful. A lot of people confuse branding. You hear it all the time. Your logo is your icon. Branding is a feeling.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the feeling and the memory that people get when they interact with your brand in any capacity, whether you're speaking with them person to person, whether it's online, whether they're seeing it on a billboard on the side of the road. It all has to kind of line up and it all has to give the same feeling no matter what point they're interacting with you.
My co-host Jeff is going to be so jealous that I got you versus him. I could just see it already. I can't wait to have a conversation with him and just poke him and say, man, I got to have this conversation with Brandon Hollins. We got to talk about Brandon for like 45 minutes. He's going to be so
loving this stuff. Check one for Sean.
Yeah, yeah. Strike one for me. Check, please. Lock on. Okay, so let's unpack the other section of the business, which is the marketing component to you. So you take the photos. Are you offering anything in addition from a marketing perspective, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so definitely. I really value convenience. And the brands that I enjoy the most are the ones who make it very easy to get the whole experience. So I've spent a lot of time over the last year working with local experts who are the best at the best at what they do. Everything from social media management to videography to web and brand design, SEO, whatever needs you have in the marketing space, I have the people in place to be able to support that. So when you work with me, you don't just have to work with me. You get access to that whole package in a really seamless way because we've spent the time getting to know one another. We trust one another. We work really well together. We all have the same kind of values. And that really makes it kind of a special experience for our clients that work with multiple of us to really get start to finish, stress-free, seamless help with the least of their time. Because finding people and coordinating different service providers can be really challenging sometimes. It can be a nightmare. So to take on that workload for them gives them, again, more time and more peace of mind that they just get to enjoy what they're doing in their business and what they're doing at home.
Okay, so you're associated with, let's call them alliance partners, if that's the appropriate terminology. And so if they've got a specific need outside of the realm of the lifestyle branding from the photography perspective, you're able to refer other businesses that are specialized in those fields, whether they're looking for SEM and Google AdWords or SEO, search engine optimization, to to contact over with the billboard guy, to et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and not even so much referrals, but really bringing them in to the conversation and creating one go-to package that is their point of contact. You know what? You don't need to worry about getting the files from the videographer. I'm going to do that for you and give them to you at the same time as the photos, make it very seamless. You know, I'm going to connect with the social media manager. We're going to talk about strategy, make sure you're on board with it, and then really talk about how we're going to execute that strategy for you in a way that doesn't take up any of your time. You don't need to be the back and forth between us. You don't need to be the go-between. We're going to do that on our own.
Very nice. Got it. Okay, so why don't we tell our listeners a little bit about your journey. I seen there's a little tidbit there on your website, but let's dive in a little bit deeper. How and why did you get into doing what you're doing?
For sure, yeah. I've been a photographer for a long time, but always just as a hobbyist, probably 12, 13, 14 years now. And originally was going to be a veterinarian. That's what I went to school for. That was the plan right from grade like 10 or whenever they do career class. And quickly realized in university that wasn't going to be for me. So graduated, got a job in retail just to kind of figure out what I was going to do next, and actually ended up really liking it there. So 10 and a half years later, I'd worked through different positions, different areas of the stores, transferred to the Barry store, and then was an assistant store manager. And I thought that was going to be my career. I was enjoying it. I was happy. But like many people, the COVID-19 pandemic changed a lot of things.
Totally.
It made it very difficult. We went through multiple different business models in a very short time and just kind of like went into survival mode, I guess. But on top of that, like, I'm somebody who's very close with family, very close with friends, enjoy spending time with them. And I wasn't able to do that for such a long time. So it kind of really put into perspective, as somebody working in retail who had to work every other weekend, who often worked evenings or very early mornings, I was having to say no to a lot of things that I really wanted to say yes to. You know, to this birthday party, I'd like to be able to go and see those people. Going to my cousin's kids' whatever event, I wanted to be able to do those things and just didn't have that opportunity because it was unsafe at the time. So once things kind of relaxed and we got to the other side of it, I really craved that flexibility and that freedom. And I wanted something that was going to give me that, again, that flexibility to say yes to the things I wanted to say yes to and spend time with the people that were my priority. And so photography was kind of that natural step for me. It started off just as a side hustle, as many people do, while I built up a little bit of a client list, built some connections in the community, and October of 2022, I was able to go full time with it. So it's been a little over a year and a half now.
Very cool story. I can totally relate to the experience you had with, you know, telling people no. The pandemic hit, we went through the lockdowns, I came out and just watched everything I built slowly wind down to a halt. Decisions were made outside of the realm of my control, a lot of stuff I didn't agree with, and, you know, got to the point where I exited and I got into being an entrepreneur for the first time, but doing something that was weekends and evenings, and still driving into the GTA and just couldn't make it work. I couldn't even take care of my own dog. It was like absolutely brutal. So I know that feeling of not having a life, of not being able to say yes to the things that you want. And now I'll ask you this question because I know what it feels like. How does it feel now to be your own boss? You get to do your own things around your own schedule, and you get to help local businesses in your community. Like, it doesn't get better than that, does it?
Does not get better. I say this to people all the time. Even on the hardest days are better than the best days before. It's been such a shift, and, you know, having the ability to take a friend to a specialist appointment if I need to, or just be there for the things that I want to be there for, has been just the absolute best feeling. Wouldn't trade anything. And I would do it all over again, for sure.
Couldn't agree with you more. Well, you were talking about all these things that you want to do, so why don't we dive into it? I'm a big fun lover. I like to do a lot of things. I like to have fun. I have that work-life kind of harmony and that type of thing. And I wanted to ask you, when you're not working on your business or in your business, what do you like to do for fun?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the outdoors. So I try to be outdoors as much as possible when the weather's nice. So hiking, I have a kayak, so I'll go kayaking as much as I can. Even just like hanging out at a bonfire, chatting with friends, like it doesn't have to be anything, you know, high adrenaline. I'm not an adventure seeker. I'm pretty much a homebody, but I like to be outdoors and I like to be spending that time with people that matter. But I am a big wimp in the cold, and I hate winter, which is unfortunate given where we live. So that I turn into like a bit of a couch potato, and I go to my reality TV addiction.
Right.
So in the winter, I spend a lot of time watching really trashy TV and, you know, consuming as much as I can of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of similar. Like wintertime, I play a little bit more video games. Summertime comes around, I'm definitely out there. Had a nice fire at my family's, at my parents' place. We had my sisters come over and their significant others and stuff like that. We just sat around the fire and like all day in the sun, and you know, we're just spending time together and that kind of thing. It's nothing perfect. Quite beats that, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. It's like a dream day.
So what's your version of trash TV?
Oh, it's anything from, you know, Love is Blind, The Ultimatum.
Oh, yeah.
Into, like, you know, Selling Sunset. And then also, like, competition shows. So, like, Survivor, Amazing Race, The Challenge on MTV. Like, anything where there's, like, drama, that's where you'll find me.
Yeah, I was growing up, my family had our Thursday nights. Whole family, girls are there though, and Survivor night for like 12 seasons in a row every Thursday.
I know. I have a pool with like a fantasy pool almost with some friends in Toronto.
Nice.
Last year I did really poorly, so I have to redeem myself this year.
Well, I'm rooting for you, bud.
Thank you.
Okay, so maybe we'll switch gears here a little bit. Sometimes in life we can't control what happens. We get dealt a deck of cards. Life is never linear. There's always, you know, it seems like it's pushing and pulling you in the right direction. You always try to pick your path, but sometimes, or a direction rather, and the path gets kind of laid out in front of you. But what's amazing to me is the resilience that people have to be able to not only overcome those hard, you know, life hardships or challenges, but how they, you know, are able to grab silver linings from it, and how we can learn from these as human beings and make us better, regardless of whether it's tragic or not. And so I wanted to ask if you've ever experienced a hardship or a life challenge that maybe you've overcome and maybe it made you better, made you stronger for it.
Yeah, I definitely would say, I think everybody's experienced some form of hardship, even if it's just, you know, a momentary thing. For me, I spent, I don't know, the first 30 years of my life really living inauthentically. You know, as a member of the queer community, it was really, I was not accepting of myself. I was not open with myself or with anybody else. And that took a really long time for me to come to terms with. I was almost 30 before I even accepted it myself. That was really hard. I spent my days doing things that I thought I was supposed to be doing, or that I thought other people would expect of me, to try to, I guess, blend in better. And it sucked. Like it sucked. And so by far the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, even harder than launching a business, was letting people in to know that part of me. And I think that's why now I'm so focused and so like fiercely passionate about authenticity, because I couldn't be authentic for so much of my life. And it's only been the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that I've been able to kind of live in that part of me. And I'm very fortunate. I have the most amazing family, the most amazing friends. Everybody's been like absolutely just the best, while I was figuring that part of me out. And I know that's not the experience for everybody in the queer community, and I'm very grateful for that, and I don't take it for granted. But it's also really taught me that like who you are is enough, and living authentically is by far going to be more fulfilling than trying to do what you think you should do or that others want you to do. And so for me to now be able to translate that into the work that I do, really, like, it excites me. It gets me out of bed in the morning. That is what I consider now my purpose, is to bring authenticity into the branding world and to really just show that who you are and your story that you have to tell is the most powerful part.
Yeah, that's definitely great, you know, because you're doing it through experience. So you understand it because you've been there and you know what it means. And so you can bring that vision to life. You know when somebody's being authentic and when they're not being authentic because you've had the opportunity to live it, and for better or for worse. But, it's made you, because of that experience, you're able to deliver a product now. I guess we'll use the word authentic. That's more authentic because that's really what it is, which is really cool. People get to see a side of them that you're able to capture. Maybe they didn't even think that they had.
Yeah, and that's the cool part for me. A lot of people have this idea of what they want to present to the world when they're a business owner.
Right.
And I'm not going to say it's always easy for me, but it's maybe easier for me to now see that and be like, okay, you know, we can do that. Sure. Here's the risk of doing it that way. Here's the risk of hiding this part of you or not talking about this or not capturing this in a certain way. I'd rather do this authentically, and here's what's going to happen if we do. So I've been very fortunate to work with clients who just trust me. And they, you know, they say, okay, let's give it a shot and see what happens. And then I can show them, here's what happened, here's what it looks like, and here's why it's going to be better for you in the long run.
That goes hand in hand with everything you're doing with the branding, like we talked about, building that authenticity, lowers the barrier to entry, it increases trust, makes people more likely to want to buy or to even refer you because the feeling towards that business has substantially increased in their minds.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. What's one thing that you wish that people knew about your business?
I think it's that getting professional content early on in your business is probably one of the best investments you can make. Very self-serving, I know, but it's true.
It's so true, man. I agree 100%. Keep going.
It's a really easy way for you to convey your authority and for people to see that you take your business seriously. And when you take your business seriously, it's easier for them to also take it seriously. And so investing in an expert who really understands branding, who really understands the marketing piece of it, and can get you the right content, not just pretty content, that's what's going to get you the best return on that initial investment over the long term. It's going to get you versatile content that you can use over and over for a long period of time. It's going to make it easier, less stressful, all those things we talked about at the beginning, for you to then be able to put your business out into the world confidently in a way that's going to resonate with people so that they actually come back to you and want to buy your stuff. And I think that's what I wish people knew the most, is that it should be top of the list. It should be one of the first things you do so that you can be confident in your business and you can convey that confidence to the world.
And that's what they teach in school. And most people who come into business who don't go through that path, they don't know. And they actually put that last on their list. And then they wonder why I'm 5 years later and I'm not where I want to be. And then people get stuck. They get stuck in that vicious circle of spinning your tires in the mud. Whereas if you just come out the gates, even spend a little bit, doesn't have to be anything outlandish. And obviously it's a difficult thing for business owners. And there'll be some that'll be listening to this show to say, yeah, but Sean, I don't have that disposable income to really spend right now. We'll spend a little something. I just had a financial advisor on earlier in the show today. And she was talking about any sort of savings is a start with $40 a month, start with something and keep building that, but that's going to give you the traction you need. And look, I mean, it all goes hand in hand with everything else. That's the beautiful thing about branding, right? It goes hand in hand with word of mouth. It goes hand in hand with keeping your own clientele, with keeping your own employees, with helping you sell your business later down the line for more money. Helps you acquire the right kind of clients because you're taking your message the way you want to derive it and you're sending it out instead of allowing other people to do that for you, which is a crazy risky move.
And the other part of that too is that it's not usually as expensive as you think it's going to be. there's lots of photographers out there, myself included, who would rather have that conversation and potentially work with you to create an option that fits your budget versus just being like, no, this is my price. There's definitely something to be said for, you know, knowing your value and charging appropriately. But I would also rather have a conversation and see if there's an option that we can work out together that works for both of us, to not just send people away thinking that photography is unattainable or that branding help is unattainable. I'd rather work with them to see if we can come up with a solution to get them some help, even if it's not fully what they maybe need, get them started in a way that benefits both of us.
Yeah. Better than something at all.
Yeah. Even if it's a trade to start, you know, when I was brand new in business, I traded for a lot of services. Let me come take pictures of you if you help me design my website. If you help me with booking, like, what? There's so many options, and people are typically open to have that conversation. If there's really no budget to be had at that moment, you can still get started and get some sort of help. Mm-hmm. If you're open to things like a trade, or, you know, there's payment plans, or there's so many options. Just have the conversation and see what they might be able to work out for you.
Yeah, I mean, knowledge is power, right? At least at a minimum, you're going to know about it than not know about it. It'll kind of influence you in the right way to be able to make the best decisions for your business.
Totally.
So if anybody's out there, they're looking to brand their business, you got two guys on here, know what they're talking about. And if you're ever interested in getting that lifestyle branding done, you want to know maybe a little bit more information, Brandon, what's the best way that people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, for sure. I would say my website is the best. It's got the most information on it. It's brandonhphoto.com. But just be careful, because my dad decided that my name needed to be spelled uniquely. So it's brandynhphoto.com. Or I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram, at brandonhphoto as well.
Wonderful. Well, super happy to have you on board. Great conversation. Certainly interested in all of that. And we're looking forward to doing this at some point in the future.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a blast.
No worries. Anytime.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Neighbors. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmidhurst.com. That's gnpmidhurst.com. Or call 705-413-3775.